Israeli police are questioning President Moshe Katsav about allegations of sexual harassment of a female employee in his office. Katsav denies that charge and others leveled against him, and he is resisting demands that he resign or take a leave of absence while the investigation is underway. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The joke making the rounds in Israel is that President Moshe Katsav shouldn't be too worried about the allegations of sexual harassment. If he's convicted, the joke goes, he can always pardon himself, since that is one of the few duties vested in the president who holds a largely ceremonial post. A woman in Katsav's office, known only by her initial A, says Katsav exploited his power as her employer to force her to have sex with him. Since the original allegations, two other female employees have come forward with similar complaints. One of the women charges Katsav also accepted bribes for issuing pardons. Katsav has denied all of the allegations and accused A of attempting to blackmail him. Discussing the scandal in a Jerusalem coffee shop, Hebrew University professor Yaron Ezrahi says the allegations against Katsav are serious.
Since the presidency in our system represents the dignity and the honor of the state and its people, it is extremely vulnerable to this kind of a blow.
Ezrahi says Katsav should resign or at least take a leave of absence during the proceedings against him. Katsav is not the only senior Israeli official under fire at present. Earlier this week, Justice Minister Chaim Ramon resigned after being indicted for indecent assault. Israel's chief of staff has come under criticism for selling a stock portfolio hours before the war in Lebanon began. The head of Parliament's Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee is being investigated for placing cronies in senior government positions. And police are also looking into whether Prime Minister Ehud Olmert received a hefty discount on the price of an apartment in Jerusalem in exchange for loosening zoning regulations. Political scientist Ezrahi says the police investigations have some positive aspects to them.
If the president of Israel is under criminal investigation and we see that even the first citizen of Israel cannot be above the law. This is a government of laws, not of people. There is an increasing public sensitivity to the violation of norms which before were ignored.
The allegations against the president come as the government of Prime Minister Ehud Olmert faces mounting criticism over its handling of the war against Hezbollah guerrillas in Lebanon. The chief of staff today wrote a letter to soldiers in which he admitted what he called shortcomings in planning, operations, and logistics. Media reports say the head of Israel's domestic intelligence service went further, calling the conduct of the war a fiasco. Olmert is under growing pressure to appoint a state commission of inquiry that would have the power to dismiss both political and military officials. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.